I'm joined by Linda Phoenix, the founder of the Happy Craft Box. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, tell us about how this all came to be, because actually the pandemic, in a weird way for you guys, has actually been really helpful and really useful in giving you some bonding time with your daughter, but been able to also help you start a business.
So, yeah, it was actually the first national lockdown, so April last year, and my daughter was at preschool, so her final year at nursery, she got sent home like everybody else. She's an only child, so obviously lockdown had her challenges of just not having another child to play with. She didn't have a sibling, there was no parks open. I mean, everyone has their own personal challenges, you know, with their family lives, and that was definitely our challenge, that she just didn't have an interaction with another child. She shied away from video calls, and you know, if I tried to connect with another sort of nursery friend, that nursery friend was also shying away from the video. I think four-year-olds just were not having any of it when it came to, you know, communicating over FaceTime. And you know, I was at that time a sort of small business consultant, and I was trying to help, you know, my clients. A lot of them were scrambling to try and make their businesses as online as possible. So, you know, there was lots of panicky calls and me trying to, you know, record webinars to help them. And she was very curious about my work. I mean, I say curious, you know, quite disruptively curious, but, you know, popping her head into my Zoom calls and everything like that. And, but she was curious, and it was quite interesting because, you know, the more I actually explained and involved her in the process, actually, she really liked that. And we did lots of art and craft together. I come from an arts background, and she just seemed a lot more happy and content and opened up about how she was feeling when we were doing art and craft activities together. And I brought in the principles of sort of mindfulness, very simple meditations just to help those worries float away on a cloud and get her just, you know, sort of clearing her sort of busy brain out really before she went to bed. And these activities really helped her. So we thought, you know, we'd send some to some friends of ours, and it gave us something to do. We all had our daily exercise every day. So off she went on her scooter. We popped some activities in a box and she posted it through the door of one of her local friends. They loved the activities, and it just kind of spiraled from there because the parents called up and said they were really great. Can we get some more boxes? Can we send them to, you know, some friends of ours that also have children, you know, who could benefit from this? So it was a lot easier for me just to set up a quick website and set up the website, and we got 15 orders 24 hours later, and it just started from that point onwards really. We never really intended for it to be as successful as it has become, but there obviously was a need for it, and the children were getting a lot of benefit out of the activities.
Fantastic. And tell us, what sort of activities are in the boxes?
Yeah, so basically the activities are art and craft, but they're around the principles of art therapy and also around mindfulness, yoga and positive psychology. So art therapy, what that actually does is help children look in at how they're feeling in a very visual way. So it's putting their emotions into painting and drawing, and it starts a very sort of open discussion. And that discussion can either be just a thought process for themselves or an open discussion between the parent and child, because the boxes go up to a whole range of between 3 and 13. So some of the older children will get a lot more sort of journaling based activity, so they can kind of write the sort of answers to the questions or what the discussion points bring out. So some activities could be for helping them learn calm breathing. For instance, they make a fire breathing dragon, so they breathe into the dragon and the flames come out the end, obviously tissue paper flames, and they learn how to do like a stronger exhale than inhale, so short inhale and then a longer exhale out, and then they repeat that and see how they feel after like five breaths. Another activity we had was the sort of caterpillar in a cocoon turning into a butterfly. They made a butterfly wind chime, so they understood about the process of the caterpillar being in a cocoon, which was very much like we feel like we're in lockdown, and that the caterpillar felt kind of safe, content and sort of nurtured there, as opposed to stuck in their cocoon, like how, you know, some children feel they're stuck at home and we're feeling quite negative about lockdown, which is totally understandable because it's not natural for children to be home for the length of time that they have been. But it's also about a mindset shift. So it goes from sort of change and hope and a mindset shift that they're safe and content, to rather than nothing's ever going to change and they're feeling hopeless, because we all feel hopeful now, like since sort of Boris's announcement, there's a lot more hope in the air and people are like, well, there is going to be an end to it, whether or not the dates will, you know, be exact to the sort of easing of lockdown, but it's brought an air of hope. And, you know, when you're feeling low with anxiety or depression, or children feel low, and anyone with sort of mental health, or, you know, if their emotional well-being is not great at this time, they will feel hopeless instead of hopeful. So it's weaving in, you know, a positive mindset, really. And this is like coping skills for life, because, you know, after the pandemic, we're still going to get challenges. Everyone will have their own personal challenges. But obviously with the pandemic, this has been a very much a nationwide issue. And we've all been, you know, universally going through this at the same time. But this will hopefully help children as they get older, and whatever challenges are thrown at them, that they'll be a bit more resistant, and they'll be able to kind of tap into the coping skills that they would have learned along the way.
Definitely. And also really exciting for you to have a new small business bigger business. It sounds like it's growing over the pandemic, but also to then support people who I imagine your suppliers as well. That's given them some new business as well. So kind of cyclical thing is really, really hopeful for lots of people. And great that you've got Fifi involved in it as well. She has her official title of Chief Tester, Head of Quality Control. Very good. How has it been working with your daughter on it? You've obviously been teaching her skills of, which most five-year-olds wouldn't be aware of for business, but she's going to come out of the pandemic pretty savvy by the sound of things.
Yeah, absolutely, because that was the thing. We started the little business together, so, you know, dropping the parcels initially through the door. She tests everything out. She still tests everything out for the younger box, the 3 to 8, and she's really good with her feedback, because there's things that adults will always overlook, you know, their little fingers trying to peel, you know, gemstone stickers off. And if I bought, you know, ones that were too small for the box, she's like, well, I can't, you know, they're too fiddly. And I find it too frustrating trying to pull the little stickers off. And of course, if she's going to feel like that, another five-year-old's going to feel like that. Sometimes, you know, I got one particular sort of type of glue and it just took too long for her to dry. So then I've replace those with glue dots. And it's very small things, but actually for the children that will use the boxes, they won't have to wait half an hour for the glue to dry. They won't be fiddling around trying to ask their, you know, mum or dad to help them pull the stickers off. So it's, you know, this feedback's actually really good for her. But she's got now quite an entrepreneurial mindset. She says to me, you know, when I start my own business when I'm older, she doesn't talk about what am I going to be when I'm old. It's like, what business am I going to start up? And considering, you know, only one out of three entrepreneurs are female, I think it's such an important lesson for her to know that that's always an option for her. It's an option for anyone, that they can start their own business.
Definitely. And what a change as well, from her feeling quite low and quite frightened and confused about what was going on this time last year. You know, a year later, thriving business. She's kind of already making plans for the future herself, which is fantastic. And what a great thing to do. As I say, children's mental health is so different to adults' mental health. But that idea of using art therapy and all of those extras to do it and create something really positive, and things that are physical that they can look at and go, okay, I did that yesterday and last week and whatever, and have a whole range of things they've done over the time they've had their boxes, I think it's brilliant. Finally, where can listeners go for more information about the Happy Craft Box?
Yeah, they can go to the website happycraftbox.com, and we've got loads of information on our Instagram. So that's at the Happy Craft Box. So if you want to find out more information about how art and craft can support your child's mental health and emotional well-being, we've got, you know, great resources. They can just come and read and try out some of the activities.
Fantastic. Well, best of luck to you and Fifi. Keep up the good work. Sounds brilliant. Keep us posted. Let us know how you're getting on.
Lovely. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks so much. Stay safe and well.